Ordinary World, it's Duran Duran at 98.3 The Coast. The best mix. I'm Zach East, and this is the Best Mix in the Morning Show for Wednesday with Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Cuddle Up Day. It's also National Bean Day, so you might want to enjoy your beans maybe after the cuddling, I suppose. Did you make a resolution to go vegan but can't imagine not having things like ranch dressing ever again? Well, you're in luck, as Hidden Valley is rolling out a vegan ranch dressing. Hidden Valley plant-powered ranch is not only vegan, but also gluten-free, dairy-free, and nut-free. And speaking of food and drinks, Starbucks is debuting two new drinks to help get through the rest of winter, a pistachio latte and honey almond milk cold brew. Here's a New Year's health tip for you. It may be hard to fathom drinking anything but coffee in the morning, but consider starting your day with lemon water instead. According to health and beauty experts, not only is it more hydrating, which is an important way to start your day, but it gives your body a dose of vitamin C to help you keep healthy while also promoting clear, glowing skin. The acid from the lemons may also help with metabolizing food, resulting in improved weight loss results and digestion. You can still have your morning coffee, just have some hot or cold water with lemon first. The NFL is considering packing Raymond James Stadium in Tampa for the Super Bowl with vaccinated healthcare workers. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell wrote, "We will also use this as an opportunity to promote the importance of vaccination and appropriate health practices, including wearing masks in public settings." The Super Bowl is scheduled for Sunday, February 7th. And do you remember pen pals? Well, it seems there's a good reason to revive that old tradition. If you're feeling down, lonely, or simply want to connect with new people, writing a letter to a stranger can improve your mood. According to Glamour magazine writer Lauren Maxwell, having a pen pal changed quarantine. It was like my door cracked open and new light beamed through. Visiting the mailbox became a source of joy, and I was reminded that a little connection can go a long way. If you're interested, just visit Pen Pal Exchange Penpalooza to get your very own pen pal. According to the site, the exchange began in spring of 2020 to connect people during the pandemic, and now has over 7,000 members from over 50 different countries. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.